Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, happy Thursday, everybody. It is, God, what day is this? I don't even know. I just know it's Thursday, and you are listening to My Supernatural Life, and I am Frankie, and I have Mr. Anthony, amazing astrologer, intuitive, here with us. Hey, Mr. Anthony, how you doing?
Hey, Frankie, real good. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. Yeah,
are you enjoying
well.
Are you enjoying the full moon?
The full moon, of course. You know I participate in all that, especially when the moon's full.
So you've been doing okay with the full moon, right?
No, actually, you know, I mean, yesterday, yes. So the answer is yes. But yesterday was really emotional. I don't, you know, just like some days are just boom, you know, and I was like, what is, you know, going on? But then I realized it's the full moon. And then today was better. But I think also just with the full moon and the emotions that happened. I mean, we were down, I live at the beach, and we were down at the water because in California we're having this bioluminescence, which is red tide during the day. So you look out and the water looks brown and brownish red, like brick or like mud. And then at night, that turns to blue. And so we were down there the other, not last night, but the night before, and the moon was out, and the water, the waves were blue, and the beaches are closed, so we kind of snuck in, but there were some surfers and stuff. And then, I don't know, maybe being out there, like, so free, like, just, like, free and open. Yesterday was interestingly emotional, so I don't know. Maybe there's a connection. You're the expert, so you tell me. You tell us, because we have people listening and callers that want to have, that they have questions. So, anyway.
Well, there's a lot going on. We're going to have Mercury and Gemini. And you're a Gemini, Frankie. Mercury goes into Gemini May 11th. And it's going to be there till June 1st. And there's going to be Venus and Gemini retrograde from May 12th to June 25th. So there's a new moon in Gemini on May 22nd, 2020. So there's new beginnings if you're a Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius. It's a good luck time for you.
Mm.
So there's going to be four signs in an air sign Gemini. It's going to be Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, retrograde, and Gemini. So Gemini is an air sign. So you're looking at air travel being any restrictions being lifted for anything with international travel, air travel.
Wow, that's good news for a lot of people who are missing traveling right now and trips being postponed and all that, right?
And then Venus retrograde in Gemini. Venus does represent love, money, partnerships, marriage, any kind of agreements, and business too. So that's going to be from May 13th till June 25th. So a lot of people say, hey, Mr. Anthony, is that good or bad? Basically means reassess, reevaluate anything with your love life, money, partnerships. But it also means a lot of discounts for products and services during that window.
Wow, that's interesting.
And that would include air travel or anything with retail. And why is that? It's because Venus is retrograde in Gemini. So you can look at retrograde as re-stimulate the economy through discount services during that window. So there you go. May 12th through June 25th, 2020. But it also means that if people get married during that window, your marriage may not last if you get married during a Venus retrograde period.
Wow,
so that's the theory of that, if you do get married during that window.
Huh. Well, I hope anybody who's listening...
What do you think of that, Frankie? Venus retrograde. Would you get married with a Venus retrograde and your sign Gemini? Would you get married during that window?
No, it sounds awful. It sounds like a terrible time to get married. It sounds terrible. No.
Does it?
No. It would have to be after June 25th.
That's so funny.
I mean,
yeah,
anybody
then,
who's listening.
Then, there you go.
Yeah. You know, just, but it's so funny because I'm a Gemini, so everything's going into Gemini and all that. And, you know, I have that app on my phone. It's called Skyview. And what's really interesting, because it looks like a telescope with, like, drawings, right? So when you point it up to the sky, you can actually see the signs. Like, it'll, you know, Capricorn and, like, Gemini, Taurus, right? And I was looking the other night, it was Wednesday night, and I took a couple of pictures, and it was interesting to actually see them, you know, to actually see the what you talk about. Like, there was, what is this? This was something in Taurus. So you could actually see the stars and then, obviously, but then it's lined out like a bull, and then you can see the actual planet, which it just kind of blew my mind. So what
correct.
I saw was
so
the...
So as we speak right now, what you just said, Frankie, Mercury's in Taurus right now, and it will be in Gemini on May 12th. So there you go.
Mercury's in Taurus, and then it'll be in Gemini. So when I looked up,
correct.
It looked like the moon was in Capricorn. Is that right? The other night. Anyway, I don't know anything about
it. It was coming out of Libra into Scorpio.
Okay. Oh, Libra. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. Like so I pointed up to Venus, and it was right on the tip of the Taurus, like the horn. I don't know if they relate to anything like that you do, but it was really interesting to see the planets inside of, like, the constellations and the horoscope that apply to the constellations. It's really interesting, you know. That's it's called Sky.
And right now we have the sun in Taurus. We have a sun transiting Taurus. That's going to be passing through the Pleiades. So they say the Pleiades is about maybe between 20 degrees and 28 degrees Taurus. So you're looking at the seven sisters. It has a long mythology in astrology, but also in Earth mythology, with the seven sisters up in the sky.
Okay.
So a lot of people will ask, well, hey, Mr. Anthony, what does that mean? It means with Taurus energy, Taurus means with the sun in Taurus right now, through May 20 to 2020. If you're an Earth sign, Virgo, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, it's a new beginning for creative projects or anything with business.
Hmm. That's awesome.
And then we have Jupiter in Capricorn. Jupiter always means good luck and expansion. And it's in Capricorn right now. So a lot of Capricorns will be expanding their horizons with business and also the other signs too, Virgo and Capricorn and Taurus.
Wow.
Awesome. So like anything else, if you know your astrology, then you can pinpoint it. Like in your case,
well,
Frankie,
I don't know my astrology. That's why I hang out with
you. You do have Pluto in Virgo. So desire to help people is what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your desire?
All the time. That's why we're here. We want to help people. And we have people on the switchboard that have questions. And then we could come back to a forecast. So, do you want to take a call?
Sure.
Okay, so we're going to, I'm going to pick up calls, and I'm going to say you're on the air, and then you just give us your name, where you're calling from, and your date of birth. So, let's see. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tanika, calling from New York. Date of birth 9378. How are you?
Hey, Tamika, we're good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Hey, Tamika, hi,
on?
How are you?
Hi.
How's the weather over there?
It was really nice today, but in the next few days it's supposed to be kind of chilly, which I don't mind. I don't think I'm ready for some yet. I still have a few sweaters I want to wear that I didn't get to wear yet.
Not great.
Yeah.
Wow. So, any special questions you have tonight, Tamika?
Yeah, I wanted to know what you guys see for me coming up. And also, recently I've been in contact like almost every day with the person named Frank. I told you that I have feelings for. He's been reaching out to me by text every day. And whenever he reaches out to me, I just like slam him in text message. Like, you know, I don't believe you. And I feel like you're still married and living with someone else. And he's like, I'll even prove it to you. I'll bring you the paperwork. Like, he's gung-ho about the fact that he says he tells the truth and he has nothing to hide. And so I'm just wondering, like, why has he, like, been really reaching out so far? Like, do you guys see him, like, changing? Like, are we going to get any better? Or, you know, because I'm wondering what his intentions are.
So I'm seeing this guy really loves you, Tamika. Does he have kids?
I don't know. He said he doesn't. Did I ever give you his date of birth?
What is it?
It's October 28th, 1976. And, I mean, I told him everything. I said, I think you have a kid, and I think you're still married, and I think you have, like, you're still living with your wife, and I think you have side relationships on your wife. Like, I told him everything.
That's what I'm seeing here, too. Issues with family, children, part of it's legal, that he has some issues going on there.
He said he doesn't have children, but that's why.
But
I
also,
told
for you, what I'm seeing is that any creativity that you have for yourself coming up, it's a brand new beginning for you. I'm also seeing like a physical move coming up too.
Really?
Yeah.
When do you see that happening?
In the next 30 to 45 days, and it's going to be either with somebody else, like some brand new guy that you meet during that time. But it could be romantic, but it could also be friends and then become romantic.
I'm dying to move. I don't want to be homeless or have to depend on anyone. I have a fear of that. I still live with my mom, and I always feel like I don't know if I can, like, take care of myself on my own. Like, I know I'm strong, but I've never lived on my own. And I worry about, like, would I actually be able to do it or just end up homeless?
What's your vibe, Frankie?
Why do you think you would end up homeless?
I don't know. It's like a deep fear, like, because I've been taken care of so long by, like, my mom and my older sister. Like, when it comes to, like, those kind of things, like, They don't push me to do that. They just help. They've always helped me. Like, they've always taken care of me. Like, my older sister, she's about to move to Florida. She's lived on her own before with, like, a man. So she's going to move there with her husband. But I've never lived on my own. Like, at one point, I lived with my boyfriend. But that was years ago. We broke up. But, like, I've never lived on my own. And my mom is always, like, taking care of me. And they never, I feel like, I don't know if they think it's safe for me to live on my own. I don't know why. Maybe that's just my imagination. But
yeah, well, it sounds like it's kind of like so unknown to you that you just like it, there's fear, right? So
yeah.
I would reach out to like a nonprofit that offers like financial planning and see what your options are. Like, what's your income versus what can you afford? And really get, you know, numbers in front of you and then follow that. And it'll give you an idea of what you can expect. And if you can plan, if you have this amount of income, you know how much rent or what your expenses can be, right? And then you'll have a really good idea. And if you have a good idea, that's, you know, you have some power around that. And that's what I want to say about that. There's a lot of nonprofits that'll give you, like, financial advice, especially here in New York. There's a lot. There are a lot of resources out there. And then what I want to say about Frank, well, why do you think he's married?
I don't know, because he will never let me come over. He, like, doesn't let me into his life. He's very private about his personal life. Like, I've never seen his home. I mean, we spoke on FaceTime, but, like, I've never been there. You know?
So you go out?
I wonder.
Like, where do you go? When you see him, where did you go?
We haven't, like, gone out anywhere, like, officially. Like, we would go on lunch break together at the job and, like, hang out at the job when everyone was gone. But we'd never, like, really gone, like, out. So he says he has nothing to hide, but I don't know if it's just like that simple or there is something to hide.
Well, you can say I'd be willing to see you if I, you know, if I know where you live and, you know, we go out. I just don't want to do what we've been doing anymore. So have you said clearly what you want?
Yeah, definitely, especially in the last few days, like, through text message. Even today, I'm like, why can't you bring someone to your house? He's like, he lives with his brother. I'm like, so what? You know, why wouldn't you be able to bring a girl over? You live with your brother, both of you grown men. And he's like, it's just not that private, and I'm afraid, like, you know, I'm going to make noise, and it's just not private. Like he said, he's not comfortable with it. And it's just weird.
Okay, well, you could say, you know, when you're willing to have me come over your home, then let me know. And until then, I'm not going to see you. I mean, really, just, it doesn't have to drag on and on. You can be concise and really figure out and say what it is that you want to say. Because you're still getting something from each other right now just with the texting. You know, you get the satisfaction of him reaching out to you, and then he gets the satisfaction of you communicating back, even though it's negative. He's still getting a response from you, and that's really all he wants, and that's what you want too. But you want it in a different way. Like, you want an actual relationship. You actually want him to be honest. You want to be able to trust him. And you're not trusting him, which is good, because that means you're trusting yourself and you're not going against your own instincts that are telling you this doesn't seem right. Something's off. So, you know, if you're willing to give up the banter that you guys have going back and forth in the, you know, because you get to tell him, kind of tell him off, and then he's like, no, and he's got you, and you kind of got him. If you're willing to give that up and have silence, like radio silence, and until he's able to say, look, all right, you know, my stupid brother's not going to be here. I made him, like, go out for a while so that you can come over and see where we live. Or if he comes back with something like that, then talk to him. But otherwise, he's not going to take you seriously if you say, don't do this and don't do that, because I'm not participating, because you guys are participating. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to take you seriously. Oh, look, she's talking to me. Oh, look, 3 days. Boom. Okay, I feel good now. And you won't hear from him for a week or whatever. Because he's satisfied for the moment.
I know.
And then
like,
you're left like, go ahead.
I'm like not the type to really hide my feelings. I don't like to hide my feelings. Like, he knows that I care. And he knows that I feel like he's kind of being messed up right now. Because he knows that I'm not, like, he's telling me, you know, I'm a relationship kind of girl. He's like, I know this. I'm like, well, why do you keep contacting me? Like, what is it that you want? And he's just like, you know, I don't you want to have fun? Like, I like you and saying stuff like that.
Yeah,
because like,
he wants to hook
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but I like.
You know that already, though. You said that before.
Yeah.
So that's what he's looking for. And until you say no, like, don't contact me. Until you tell him when I can go to your house and you're interested in something serious with me, don't contact me. And if he does and he says anything other than what you said, don't respond. It's going to go on this forever. You can mess around like this forever and then just, like, go out and meet, like, the guy of your dreams. But if this guy's in your space and you're down, you know, you're out and you're going to freaking Starbucks and you're on your phone, like, going back and forth with him, you're going to miss somebody that's going to be standing right in front of you. So when you give up, that when you say, I'm freeing up this space for the person that I'm supposed to be with, not somebody who just wants to hook up with me. When you actually say that, someone comes in that space, and it's really quick. It doesn't take a long time. But the universe will say, okay, you're actually, like, doing it. Okay, here, boom. It's amazing. But you're never going to know if you keep allowing him to contact you and you engage with him. Because he'd rather hear you talk crap to him and tell him off for 3-4 days straight with the slight chance that he might get you back in bed. It's worth it to him.
Yeah. I was hoping he had real feelings for me, you know.
Well, he does.
But
why does he have to do anything other than what he's doing? Because this is historically what he's done, and it worked. So what's his incentive to do anything else? He could care for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. Until you, look, you have to make the change over here with you to have what you want. And it could be Frank, it could be some other person. Mr. Anthony's saying, you know, there's other men out there. You're going to meet somebody new. But I promise you, if you're all, like, hung up on Frank and tangled with him, how are you going to be free for somebody else? You won't even see him. Or you'll be all frustrated from texting all day, and you'll miss it.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. You say how it goes. He doesn't say how it goes for you. You say how it goes for you. So, you know, all the stars are aligned in your favor. Like, all the forecasts, Mr. Anthony said, even his intuition, and, like, he pulls cards. Everything's in your favor, except you are allowing Frank to block you. And if Frank's meant to be in your life, he'll come back.
Right.
He's not going to go anywhere. That's what I think about that. So it's up to you. You can go on the way you've been going, or you can just say, no more. I'm not going to respond. And don't respond. Be your word. That's all we got. You have $1 million? No, but I have my word.
That makes sense. It does.
Yeah. Honor yourself. Your word is yourself. Honor your word as yourself. Honor yourself as your word in the world. That's all you have. Then other people will honor you. So, there you go. Mr. Anthony?
That's true.
You're awfully quiet back there.
So, you know what? So, everything Frankie was saying, when she was saying all that to me, I was pulling cards, and what I'm seeing there is trust, believe in yourself, and move forwards, and then the dreams come to you. But if you have doubts, whatever doubts you have about moving forwards, that's where you become, like, indecisive or self-critical about stuff around you.
Mm-hmm.
In either case, the main thing is going to be whatever goals you have with career and work and moving, that's going to be happening between May 10th and June 25th.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, go
stay focused on work and everything.
Yeah, and look up. Like, instead of worrying about this guy, like, use your time in, like, you know, calling a financial guy person, getting some advice around that. Start budgeting. Go online. There's apps. There's all kinds of resources. So figure it out so you don't end up homeless. Because if you think you're going to end up homeless, like, oh, my God, that's not fun. That's not way to go out and start your brand new, like, home, you know?
I don't know. I don't know where that deep fear comes from. If it's from my family, like the way they've always like kind of coddled me and taken care of me, like when I would always like try to be independent. Sometimes it would hurt myself, and they would just be like, just don't do anything, just stay home. Like they were just like, you know, really protective of me, which I appreciate. Well, my mom and I appreciate that. And one time a psychic told me that in another life, I had passed away because I was homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And that really kind of, like, made me feel like, oh, my God, this is true. You know, maybe that's where the fear comes from.
Could be. Could be.
Yeah.
So, listen, you have all the information that you need. Okay? Now, go and put that into action.
Okay.
And let us know how it goes, as always.
Okay, so good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you for your advice.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
Bye.
I keep listening. Thanks.
Good night.
Thanks.
I love her. And I love that she calls in and that we get all these awesome updates. And, this is cool.
She's a very nice lady.
Yeah, she's a nice lady. So, you know, people, like, you know, here's the thing. You can have all the fortune that you could possibly want in front of you. But if you're distracted by something that is not working and consumed with the unworkability of it and stressed out and all the things that come with that, you're going to miss it. We get what we focus on. And I mean, I go through it every day. I'm up against myself wanting to make something happen or kind of trying to force an outcome or, oh, if only this would happen. And then when I just focus on, I love my work and I'm a writer and I do stuff like that. And when I just say, you know what, I don't have any control over that right now. I'm going to just focus on my work and what I love and things that I love doing. It's amazing the progress that I make in my life, the happiness that I generate for myself doing what I love, those creative things. And it could be working out. It could be like walking on the beach and, you know, talking to a friend. A lot of FaceTime happening right now with my friends and me. You know, hey, how are you? Hey, it's good to see you. You know, so those things are there for us to do. And so you have to find what works for you and just do it. When you're focusing on something, you get all the other toxic and the negative or the worry, which most of it doesn't come true. It's just in our heads anyway, right? So that is just like a day of not thinking of those things if you're doing other things that have your focus and make you happy. So
in other words, you're doing FaceTime with people in prison. Is that true? Is that
true?
Well,
you know what?
Admit it.
Well, you know what's really interesting is that there are applications now when you like do face video call conferencing where you could put up a phony background. So I don't know, now that you mention it. They could be in prison.
You never know. I hear stories.
I know. And then they're like, you know, you think that they're sitting in their like designer living room or they're by the San Francisco Bridge.
And then you find out that she went to Ramona High School, you know, when you look at their background.
I know. Better check that out. Oh, my God. Yeah. So Mr. Anthony and I are both from East L.A. originally. So, I mean, we didn't know each other till recently, but we both grew up in East L.A. And so we make references to Ramona High School was the bad girl school. So it's like if you get kicked out of public school and you had to go to a school or your parents were going to get arrested, they sent you to Ramona. And then the boy version of that was Jackson. And, you know, like public school was co-ed, but these were not co-ed. So interesting. Okay, we're going to take another caller.
Great.
Yay. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay, I guess they have. Okay. We'll go to the next one. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Nancy from California. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you.
Hi, Nancy. Thank you for calling. What's your date of birth?
It's 8/2/51.
Okay. And what's your question, Nancy?
My question is, my husband passed 3 weeks ago, and we have a great connection. He's visited already 2 times since that time, and we have a great connection. But my whole thing is, you know, in the future, I'm going to be moving, and I also just want to know life paths. I have very, very heavy spiritual connections, and I would love to, you know, pursue them.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm sorry for your loss. That's tough.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, Mr. Anthony, what do you got to say?
What is your husband's date of birth?
I'm sorry?
What is your husband's date of birth who passed?
Oh, 3/22/50.
Okay, so your question is, Nancy?
Yeah, just the future, you know, and my pursuit of the spiritual direction.
What I'm seeing here is a lot of, kind of feeling that he didn't really make a complete crossover. Was there any unfinished business between you and him?
I don't believe so. Just maybe because in the hospital, we couldn't visit him until the very end because of the COVID.
I'm kind of feeling there he's kind of like, he knows that he no longer has a body, and he wants you guys to focus on your health as much as you can. Was there anything involved with possession?
Possession. As
like jewelry, money, property, real estate.
Oh, yeah. But that's already dealt with. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'm seeing for you as far as the future here, 8/12/50, 8251. So you know you're a Leo. You're a fire sign.
No, 8251.
Okay, 8 what?
8251.
8251,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
she's
still
8-2.
A Leo.
Yeah.
August 2nd, 51.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're still a fire sign Leo. Okay, so I'm seeing with any investments that you had or got from the whatever was left over, either reinvestment or travel. But I'm seeing mostly travel, though,
mm-hmm.
coming up. Okay, I'm still seeing a lot of dream visits from him to you, so that's still going on. So, also, for you personally, reassess food and diet. How's that going?
Oh, I'm changing my diet now. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm also seeing with the neighbors you have there, wherever you live, you become closer
really?
With some of your neighbors.
I'm going to be moving very shortly, so I don't know how close I'm going to be with those neighbors.
Okay, so wherever you move, you're lucky that you meet neighbors there. And
okay.
You become friends with them, kind of seeing like a family there, wherever you move.
Okay.
And that's where you meet new people.
Okay.
Where are you
so
moving to,
kind of
do you know?
I'm kind of also, mostly kind of feeling, too, is that your husband who passed, is that he's willing to move on to the next step of his evolution on the other side once you accept things the way they are. Have you done that? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
okay,
I
so if you're there
that.
With this full moon, you're ready to make the next move with this move because you're looking at a move between now and the next 4 weeks. The new people you meet, they become friends, and one of them could become romantic. And you'll know in the next couple of years if it goes beyond just being neighbors.
Okay.
Good. So it's good timing for that.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sound really clear. You sound really complete, like, you know, like your husband and you. It sounds like you took care of what you needed to take care of, you know. So there's, I don't hear, like, regret or, you know what I'm saying? And when we are that clear, it's kind of like what I was telling our caller before. You know, it really speeds up our next opportunity, you know, come in because there's nothing in that space, right? So what I'm hearing Mr. Anthony say is that when you move, you're getting close to your neighbors. One of them could be someone romantic. You know, you're going to have some good friends. And you sound very tapped in spiritually, such that your husband's visiting, right? And you're open to that and you're connected. So it sounds like that's going to continue. And just to kind of answer, is when you talked, when you came on, you know, you said about your spirituality. Yep, what's next, but also in terms of your spirituality. But it sounds like your spirituality is already, like, really there. It's just a place for things to show up in because you're so clear. Does that make sense?
No, it makes a lot of sense, yeah. You know, I just feel like I'm going to the point where, I mean, he's showing up in times where it's a total physical showing up. It's not just all of a sudden, you know, I sense that he's there or anything like that. So he's made it very, very clear that he showed up. And
right.
And yes. And I guess, you know, moving on and everything like that is, I feel good about moving on. I really do. And as for the spiritual part, I feel like I'm expanding because I'm getting more spiritual experiences. I've had them all my life. So
right.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's obvious. It's really obvious. So It's just going to be more of that. You're going to have those spiritual experiences for the rest of your life. And now, the great thing is that your husband gets to, like, talk to you and be in communication with you. You know, I found mm-hmm. that when people, like, that have passed on, and you can, and it's almost like when they realize, like, oh, my God, she can hear me or feel me or whatever. They're like, hey, hey, you know, like, excited, right? So...
Yes.
Because they are not seen or heard. So I think that's awesome that you have that with your husband and other people. I don't imagine that that's going to stop. I mean, you know, spiritually speaking, if you're that tapped in, I would imagine that, you know, you would probably be that for others. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, let us know how it goes. We are planning on doing this every Thursday. If you sign up to get a notification when we're going to be on the air, then
mm-hmm.
they'll email you. Hey, you know, blah, 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 and they'll email you. So make sure you do that. And also, Mr. Anthony, I forget, like, to ask, what if somebody wants to do a private reading with you, very extensive, which... It's always mind-blowing. Where could they reach you?
So if you want to make a phone appointment with Mr. Anthony, phone consultation, everybody, I have a free special going on here. With every phone reading with Mr. Anthony, you get a free sage wand. So that's the special. Every phone reading with Mr. Anthony, phone consultation, at 661-492-0065. You get a free sage wand with every phone reading with Mr. Anthony at 661-492-0065. So thank you for that, Frankie.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, I mean, Nancy just sounds really in a good place. And
yeah, she has a lot of clarity in her voice.
Yeah, like whatever there was to manage, it got managed. So it's hard enough to lose somebody and miss them. You know, that transition is like nothing else that I've ever experienced to have someone pass away. So to have your business all kind of tied up is a real gift to not just the person that, you know, leaves, that passes, but it's also a gift to yourself. I know, like, I went through two different things. Like, when my mom passed away, I was not prepared for it. We still had a lot of stuff between us. You know, I was doing my best to try to work through it with her, but it wasn't really happening. And then I really had a hard time. I mean, I was going to have a hard time anyway, but when my dad passed, like 15 years later, I did everything, I said everything to him, I helped him, I took care of him in the capacity that I could. He had remarried. So when he passed, I didn't have that same kind of, the grief was different. It wasn't so heavy, you know, because I had cleared out a lot of that with him. And when he left, we really were on great terms. So it's just different, you know. So it's good to, like when we were talking to Tanika earlier, it's like clear out your space. Get clear about, like, what it is that, you know, what's going to work for you financially. You know, don't, like, I'm not saying this to Tanika, like, personally, but I'm saying it to all of us, right? Like, what is that thing that's, like, holding us, like, with, that's got a grip on us, that's some fear. Well, let's figure that out. What are the resources? How can we get clarity around that so that we can move forward and go on to whatever wonderful next thing is there for us? It could be a new home. It could be work. It could be money, a love, good friends, a new thing you love doing that you discover about yourself, like dancing or, you know, I don't know. But those opportunities are there, but where they're they're always there. But we, if we're focusing on stuff that's not working and not taking any actions to clear them up for ourselves, then that's all we're going to have. It's just the unworkability of that thing we're focusing on. So
in other words, what you're suggesting is that we don't delete our mobile phones from too much energy that's being not used.
Yeah,
so
say more
like,
about that.
Like delete any emotions that no longer serve you, you can do that.
Say more about that.
Is that like the other day, because I'm not a computer guy, I was on my mobile phone trying to figure stuff out, and I was kind of discovering something came up about deleting some information from pictures that I've had built up over the years and had no idea. So when I deleted that, I felt this energy of there's more energy coming in because I let that go on a symbolic level through a mobile phone. But with human beings, as you know, Frankie, it's emotional because human beings are 80% water, which is emotion. Mm. So people get emotional about stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
They become emotionally attached to stuff that no longer serves them, or they go the other way where they try to numb themselves through drugs or alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. We're crazy that way. We do that stuff.
And then they end up at Little Pete's Restaurant.
Little Pete's Restaurant in East LA.
That's
where
they end up. Right. That's where they end up.
We all end up there. Even
Pete's
if we're
restaurant.
Just passing through.
Gee, exactly. That's what it comes down to, you know?
Yeah. Well, do you want to say any more about the forecast before we wrap up tonight?
Well, the main thing, everybody, is a lot of people have been asking Mr. Anthony, when is this whole thing going to lift up with this political situation or whatever you want to call it? The main thing I'm seeing there is going to be a big lift of restrictions worldwide with that May 22nd new moon date. How do we know it's a new moon? We've got sun, moon, conjunction, moonless moon, dark of the moon, no moon, dark of the moon for 3 days. And then it's Venus, Mercury, Venus, all in Gemini. It's a lot. So four
Jeez.
Signs in Gemini. Gemini's an air sign. So that's where I'm seeing and predicting. That's when they lift a lot of these restrictions on air travel, worldwide travel or international travel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also with that
All
Venus
right.
retrograde Gemini, it basically means to restart your business or anything with partnership, if you have a business, anything of that nature, but also relationships.
But don't get
married. We'll see what happens, everybody.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
Are we on next week?
Yeah, do you want to go on next week?
Next Thursday at 6 p.m.?
Next Thursday at 6, yeah.
It's going to be May 14th.
It will.
I'll see you then.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night. You too. Good night.
Night.